Chapter 7. The Plan. The next day, as soon as I arrived at school, I went to the gym to look for my watch. Fortunately, it was still there. At lunchtime, I took Dana and Paul to an empty table and started my story. I decided to get to the point immediately. "Mr. Adams is an alien," I said.
"No, not again. Are you doing this on purpose? Because if you're not, you have a problem,"
Paul exclaimed angrily.
"I thought you wanted to stop all this. I thought you were ashamed of your behavior. First Mr. Stone, now Mr. Adams,"
he continued, while Dana raised her eyebrows incredulously and suppressed a smile. "I know I seem crazy," I said, feeling tears in my eyes, "but I'm telling you the truth. I saw him with my own eyes. Please listen to me." I told them everything, from my mysterious sensation to the conversation between Mr. Adams Clyreg and the alien on the computer screen. Both my friends looked terrified and shocked. They finally believed me. "Besides," I added, "do you remember how he looked at the sun? It's incredible," I continued. "He's green, and his name is Clyreg. Other aliens are coming in a spaceship on Friday evening. They're going to land in the old abandoned airfield near our high school. They want to take two students with them to Mitrax."
"Mitrax?"
asked Paul. "Yes, it must be the name of their planet."
"This Friday?"
added Dana. "Exactly, during the family teacher's meeting. He's going to hypnotize them with a spray and take them on his spaceship."
"Today is Thursday. We only have a day to do something,"
exclaimed Paul. "I have an idea," I said.
"What?"
"What?"
asked my friends. "We can try to find the hypnotizing spray and take it away from him. It can only be in two places, somewhere in his house or somewhere in the science lab."
"Good idea. This afternoon, after he goes home, we can look for the spray in the lab. If the spray isn't there, tomorrow morning, we won't go to school. We'll get into his house in some way and take the spray,"
added Paul.
"But we don't even know where he lives,"
objected Dana. "Well, we'll find out," I said.
"So, we want to steal his hypnotizing spray. Maybe Matt can help us. He has a key that opens all doors,"
Dana said. Dana's brother, Matt, is a policeman. "Are you sure he'll give it to you? I don't think he'll believe this story," I said.
"Of course not. How can he believe something like this? I obviously have to steal the key."
"I hope he doesn't notice. Stealing a passepartout from the police is a big crime,"
Paul commented.
"Yes, but it's the only way to enter where we want. Don't worry, I'll be careful. Gee, Mr. Adams is so friendly and handsome. It's difficult to believe that he's a horrible green alien. Well, this afternoon I'll get the key."
"Remember, don't say anything to anyone," I said. "This is our secret."
"Okay, don't worry."
"I hope everything will be okay,"
Paul said. We went to our afternoon classes. I couldn't wait for the day to finish. I was nervous and excited.